Boy, this could have been a hell of a show.
Tito in 3, 2, and 1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Well, the Indians last night ran into a tough left-hander. Seattle does have really good pitching, and it's amazing, Terry, you and I were talking here. Corey Kluber wasn't dominant like we've seen, and at the end of the night, he gave up 2 runs in 7 innings. Does that even speak more so about how good this guy is?
Yeah, and to take it a step further, I mean, the first thing when he gave up the run, you know, his first pitch where, you know, Morrison takes a big swing and doesn't hit it very far, and Ray takes a step back, so the ball falls in, and then Ray tries to slide for that ball on the warning track and, you know, almost makes the play. Well, that's the first run. So on top of that, he just – I think it's – again, he didn't start out – you know, he gave up 6 hits in the first 3 innings, so you could tell he hadn't quite dialed it in yet. But you look up at the end of the night, and it's 7 innings – and kept him off the board. And on most nights, we're bragging about his ability to pitch and to regroup and everything, as opposed to, you know, because we didn't score, we end up having a tough loss.
You know, it's fun to watch with him, too, is his composure. Last night, he looked in one time at a call that he didn't get, which that's noteworthy in itself. And yet, he never lets even a bad call seem to impact him.
You know, and to your point, I actually went back and looked at that pitch, and I think why he looked, because he was so surprised. It wasn't – and it was right there. I mean, it was – I think sometimes – everybody makes mistakes. That ball was right down the middle, knee high, and I think he was stunned. But you're right. He holds it together very well.
Terry, is that something other pitchers can learn from him, or is that all part of your personality?
Well, I think it's part of his personality, but I hope so. I mean, we talk about it all the time. I mean, when we talk to our young pitchers in spring training, that's one of the first things we tell them is watch Kluber. Watch how he acts on the mound. Watch his mound presence. Oh, heck yeah.
Terry, now tonight it's Trevor Bauer going for the Indians, and Trevor Bauer has come a long way. What has impressed you the most as far as where he's been from when you first saw him?
You know, Hammy, it's almost hard to do that now because as you see guys get better, you forget almost where they were. And he's just done such a phenomenal job in so many areas. And what's even more exciting is I think there's more in there. In fact, I know there is. The more he understands himself, the more he understands the league, you know, when to attack, when to maybe pitch around a guy, things like that, and that he's going to do better.
We got our first look in a major league game at third baseman Giovanni Urshela. And, Tito, it reminded me a little bit of Omar Vizquel, and I'm not trying to compare the two, but it always seemed like Omar never got a bad hop or always seemed to take a one-hop bullet and make it look like, oh, I guess it wasn't hit that hard. And it seemed like that last night with Urshela. Why does it look that way?
Well, I think the biggest thing, one, he's obviously gifted and has nice hands. But the other thing he does, and you try to teach it, but it's hard, he has the ability to take that drop step and lower himself and slow the ball down. You know, anybody that works down to up is going to be able to slow hops down. And when you work up to down, you make that top spin look a lot quicker, and that's the one to eat you up. And he has a – it reminds me, we were talking last night of Mike Lowell. Mike didn't have the greatest range in the world, but when he got what he could see and what he could get to, he caught it. And he would get low, and he'd get his eyes right on the ball, and it was really pretty to watch.
Tonight, Zach Walters is in there. How much will we see of Zach? I know you talked about it last night, too. You also want to see if he can play short.
Yeah, I do. And again, this guy, you know, tonight – throwing so hard, and he's on such a good roll, I thought maybe it'd be a good chance to get Zach in there. We want to get everybody involved, and, you know, and I think this is a night where maybe Zach can run into one of those fastballs, and if we have a lead, we'll put Gio in there. But it just, again, we want to play everybody, and I thought playing Zach at third made more sense than just throwing him in at short.
You know, when we saw him in Seattle talking about Taijuan Walker, they were like, boy, you know, he's really struggling, and he's had issues throwing inside. My gosh, he was about as dominant as we had seen.
Yeah, and sometimes you see a guy's ERA when you go into town, and, you know, you wonder, okay, what's happening? And you look back and you say, okay, he wasn't commanding, and his secondary pitches weren't good. Then we got there, and he was commanding, and because of that, you saw his confidence rise, and then you saw the secondary pitches coming, and now he's on a roll.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Tribe and the Seattle Mariners coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute is brought to you by DraftKings.com. The other night, Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer was here with his son. He threw out the first pitch. You had a chance to talk with Coach Meyer, and you're a manager that I've seen you with all kinds of coaches, be it college basketball, football, whatnot. You really like to exchange ideas with them, right?
You know, Hammy, the thing I really like is to watch. And Urban was so kind and, you know, so gracious. And he's like, hey, you need to come down to a game. And I told him, I said, I don't want to come to a game. I want to come to a practice. So I want to watch and see how you do things. And we were talking about like going to the basketball game. And I said, I get there an hour early. So I like watching before the game. I like to see how the coaches and the players handle things and how they respond to each other and things like that. I get a big kick out of that.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.